Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy V. You know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
I'm doing awesome. What about you, Miss V?
I'm actually doing good. I have turned away from the Lions game. I'm also in a chat room with the Lions. So I'm multitasking today. I thought I was going to go see Simone Biles today, which is who I wanted to see. But it was either that or the Lions game, and I chose the Lions. But before we go any further, I have an announcement to make. Next Sunday for the Detroit Lions game, which it will probably not be broadcast, but I was selected as one of the veterans to hold the American flag next week on the field
awesome. For
the game, for the national anthem. My daughter submitted
awesome.
My name, and it was only for season ticket holders, and you had to be a veteran. And I got the email, not realizing what it was. I was like, we're doing something else. And my daughter's like, no, Mom, that's what I nominated you for. So I accepted it. And it's going to be crazy because we know next Sunday is Halloween. So here's the thing. I don't think it would be appropriate for me to wear my Halloween costume on the field. So I will be in my Salute to Service shirt that I bought a couple of years ago for the Lions game. And for anyone who doesn't know, normally the Salute to Service game is in November. But this year the Lions only have one November game, and that's on Thanksgiving Day. And because there's normally like a big thing going on Thanksgiving Day, it's always something special going on, they opted to do Salute to Service at the final October game. Again, this is going to be funny because I'm also going to be dressing. This will be the first year that I'm dressing up for the game. I figure if the game is actually on Halloween, why not dress up for the game? So this will probably be the soberest that I've ever been at a game because I'm normally drinking before the game. And we have to be at the stadium between 8:45 and 9:15 to practice. And anyone who knows about any stadiums, I don't care if it's football, concerts, basketball, hockey, baseball, once you go in, you cannot leave back out. So getting there like 5 hours before the game is going to be a lot. And I have, we're taking our costumes with us, but I'm going to be minimally dressed. Don't nobody get excited. I will not be showing skin, but what I will be doing is, because I really had not anticipated this, I'm going to have on leggings and just a shirt. And normally I would have on something a little different, but because it's going to be a lot for me to try to carry all these clothes, I'm going to have my costume and my bag that I'm going to have with me. And I will be changing afterwards. So it's going to be crazy because we're going to be out there for this ceremony. And it's probably going to be about 50 or 60 of us, maybe more, because it's a huge – anybody who's ever seen how they do the national anthem and stuff, it is a huge flag. Huge, huge flag. So we have to practice for an hour, and then we got – a 2-hour break, and then we have to go back on the field. So, well, we have a 2-hour break, and then we have to go line back up so we could take the flag out, because I've never done this before, but this is going to be a lot. So I'm hoping, I'm thinking that because of the nature that they did select me as a woman, that hopefully we have a secure area that my bag will be in. You know what I'm saying? And then
yeah,
I don't have to be
yeah.
trying to do this flag with my crossbody on my own. And what you guys hear, as usual, the children are playing.
Say that again.
Also, the children are always playing. You know, they're making this noise in the background, the puppies.
Oh, yeah. I hear the dogs playing, getting a little rowdy.
Would you get off of me? Get off of me. Can you please get off of me? Please get off of me. I have one on me, like, laying on my chest, like, he has literally gotten up on my chair and kind of pushed me back some and laid his head on my chest. I'm like, seriously, can you get off me? And it's something I have, it's something about, I don't know if my German Shepherd is like this because he hasn't done it, but the puppy that I got in December, he loves boobies. And when I say he loves boobies, what he'll do is he will, like, get up on his hind legs and he will lay his head on my boobies and just look at me. And he'll look at me in my eyes like, yeah, I love you. I love your boobies. And he lays on my boobies. So I'm always trying. That's what he does. And the Rams just scored a field goal, so I just turned back away from that game. I'm just like, seriously, I can't do it no more.
Rams.
In case we didn't get
okay,
the prediction was that we were going to lose by 15 points. We did not lose by 15 points. And we actually led twice in the game. So I can sit there and say, I wholeheartedly, at least we did lead twice. We didn't lose as bad as we could have.
Yeah, I've got the Houston game in Arizona. Holy shit. Arizona is kicking ass.
I can imagine. But I want to say something to you. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm glad I wasn't looking because I'd be highly upset if I was a Houston fan. I'm just saying, if I was a Houston fan, my feelings might be a little hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, some people say, oh, well, we'll do this. Wow, Tampa Bay is kicking Chicago's ass. Okay, Chicago's playing worse than Detroit today. Tampa Bay is 38, Chicago 3. And there's 5 minutes left in the fourth. Okay. I'm not feeling bad. Our little loss by 7 points or less than 15, I'm okay with. At least we ain't getting blew out by fucking 31 points or 35 points. And Tampa Bay, damn, Tampa Bay look like they're trying to go again. Okay, let me turn away from that because that could be a little disappointing also. All I can say is that I am extremely happy right now. I am tired. But I want to tell you that I tried the Cholula hot sauce that you were telling me about.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
And I did the regular. I did not try to go extra spicy. The regular, because I didn't know how it was going to be. And, you know, sometimes you'd be like, okay, I can handle it. I can handle it. I'm not that brave person who tries to go for the hottest of the hot and then get my feelings
right,
hurt.
Right.
And I feel like a wuss.
Right. Because,
you know, some people be like, I can handle it. I can handle it. You know, and then they'd be like a wuss at the end. I don't do that. I'm not going to play the little wussy game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I did, I got the regular, and it was actually good. So I was happy with that. My daughter made chili and brought it to me.
Now there's another one that is actually good, and it's a chipotle. Chipotle is a little bit of smoked seasoning. Oh, it's awesome.
Well, my daughter actually said, I have to watch because I have this strange feeling my daughter is going to probably try to take it from me because, you know, all that cherry stuff that I sent you.
Yeah.
Okay, they also have, I don't know, did I send you the cherry hot sauce? I don't think so. I think I just sent you like the hot. Oh, I did?
No. I got the cherry barbecue and cherry hot sauce on the barbecue. And cherry seasoning and cherry smoked salt.
Okay, so I did send you a bottle of the cherry hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So my daughter likes the cherry hot sauce. So
it's
awesome. No longer in my house.
No, trust me.
So
that is awesome.
So she took that a few weeks ago. But she's happy with, you know, when she saw that I had that, the hot sauce, the chalupa hot sauce that you told me about, she might steal that also because she likes that one also. So
awesome.
All I can say is that, you know, hot sauce doesn't stay in my house long because my daughter, it's something about when she turned 30, and you guys are going to laugh. My daughter has never really a person who likes spicy stuff. She turned 30, and now all of a sudden she's got to have all kind of spicy shit. I mean, the hotter the hot sauce, you know, it's kind of like I turned 50 and I got horny. She turned 30 and everything has to be extremely spicy. So, and it's the hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'll tell you what. I mean, the chipotle or the, Kahlua.
I mean, the chipula.
Chipotle, it's smoky. Got a smoke flavor, spice to it. I mean, it's awesome.
Quit eating that pillow.
I think she would like that.
So, but it's a good thing. I mean, at least I don't have to worry about hot sauce going the way.
Yeah.
But I have lost 25 pounds in a year. I went to the doctor a couple of weeks ago. I've lost 25 pounds.
Awesome.
I'm still not where I want to be. I still have like another 30 to go. But I've lost 25, so I'm good. They started me on my next round of medicine. I know everybody's like, is she really talking about her medicine? Yes, we talk about everything on this show. That's why it's called Real Talk. It's not called phony talk. It's called Real Talk. I started my next – the medication I'm on to help me lose the weight is called Wegovy. Well, they change your dose every month. Well, I stayed on this on one dose for 2 months because there was a shortage of the medication. So they finally got me on the new dose. And I can tell you, people read when they say that they're side effects and understand that just because it might not happen to everybody, that it is a possibility that one of those side effects will hit you. So be prepared for it. Because any medicine you take, even with the shot, and I want people to understand this because they've been talking about the side effects of the COVID shot.
Yeah.
And the possibility that some people have passed from it. Okay, I am still a proponent of the shot. Let's keep something real. Anytime you put something into your body, you could take a fucking vitamin and die. Let's just keep it real. So And I'm not saying that, you know, don't do this, don't do that. I'm saying, understand that we take a risk whenever we do anything. And I will say that, you know, one of the side effects of this medication is nausea. And I always say the possible side effect, nausea and all this other stuff. Apparently, I'm the first to get the side effects because I was sick as a dog the other night, and I thought I had food poisoning. Sweetheart, can you please get off of me? I have 60 or 70 pounds of pit bull terrier on me that, sir, can you please get off of me? Please. Excuse
yeah.
you? You're wet. Get off of me. I don't care how cute you are. Thank you. Sorry about that. This is what we go through. I go through this all the time with this one. And both of them are wet, so they have to dry off before we go to bed, but it's raining here, and they are like being straight up freaking brat. The one puppy wants to stay outside for like ever today. But what were you going to say before I got interrupted by a puppy trying to lay on my chest?
I don't know. I am actually multitasking myself, and it actually might come back to me a little bit later.
Okay. Oh, Tom Brady signed a little boy his hat in the stand. And this little boy is crying. Or did he give him his hat? I don't know if he signed it or if he gave it to him. Little boy's just crying. Okay, that ain't going to happen in Detroit. Oh, he did give him his hat. Oh, my God, that was so sweet. So they must have switched hats. That was so cool. As everybody knows, this month is also, now it's called the Lions Month from Breast Cancer Awareness to Crucial Catch, so that they can be, so they can look at all of the, focus on all of the cancers. Okay, S. Detroit, we are now 0-7. I mean, we suck.
Oh, I just saw this final guy out of Baltimore. Bengals beat the Ravens 41-17.
Yeah. I was watching that game earlier also.
Yeah, damn.
All I could say, at least the Lions didn't get blew out. Did we win? No. But they fought. I mean, they went to L.A. and showed that they can play with the best. And that's a big thing.
Right.
But they should. What I'm glad they didn't do that they did last week. Last week they left a lot of points on the field because they were, like, going for fourth down and stuff. At least today they went for the field goal instead of continuously trying to go for that 4-1. And made the field goals. I'm actually proud of them. I mean, I would have liked
yeah.
I would have liked to win. That fucking that interception at the end fucking killed us. I ain't gonna lie, it killed us. But it is what it is. I just wanna be watching the news tomorrow morning. Then I get to look forward to next Sunday. Because if we go fucking 0-17, that's gonna suck. There's a restaurant here that is actually giving free pizza when the Lions finally win a game. It's dine-in only, but it's one of the, it's called Shields Pizza, and it's only here in Michigan. So they said that Tuesday after the game, if the Lions win, that they will do free pizza. And I'm like, okay, those are reservations that we're going to actually have to make. And I'm not a big pizza fan, but I actually like their pizza. But I got a feeling that we won't be able to get in. So I'm like, well, as much as I want it, I know I won't be able to get in there to get it. And the closest one to me is actually by my daughter's house.
Yeah.
And what gets me, and this is what gets me, and I'm going to say this for all you people who are going to say I'm wrong on this. I feel that if your ass didn't have tickets to that fucking game, why should you get free pizza? That's what I want to know. Why should you get free pizza if I pay for fucking tickets to watch the damn game? Lions tickets are cheap as hell. I'm just saying. It's not like they're fucking Tampa Bay tickets or they're Atlanta tickets or they're even L.A. tickets. They're fucking Detroit Lions tickets. They're not even Green Bay tickets. You can afford to drop the little fucking $50 or $60 for tickets to the game, okay? I truly believe that if you are going to give free pizza, that the person, that the people who actually had tickets to the fucking game should be able to get that damn free pizza. And then everybody else afterwards get it.
Yep.
I know people that say, I'm still a fan. No, okay, it's good to be a fan. But I think that if I'm a fucking fan that's giving the damn Lions my money, I should get that free pizza first. I'm just saying. And that's the way to make people actually buy tickets to the game. Think about it. Yeah, they could fill up the fucking stadium if they would say, and Hungry Howie's is actually a Detroit Lions sponsor. Hungry Howie's can make all kind of money because Hungry Howie's is some nasty-ass pizza. It's not my best pizza. I have a Hungry Howie's by my house, and I think I've been there maybe. The only time I go to Hungry Howie's is, and I'll tell you, we have the Detroit, since they're Detroit Lions sponsored, they put coupons on their little third down thing that they waive for third down. I'll get the coupons off of there and go. And there are kids that have fundraisers, and they do what they call $5 pizzas. A lot of kids do the fundraisers for school, and it used to be they used to do the pizza kits. Well, now what they do is they give you a little bitty box that looks like it's a personal pizza, but on the inside it has like a pizza in it, and it's for $5. And the kids are doing those for fundraisers, and I'll buy them. I'll buy two or three of them because it's $5 that's easy for me to spend, and you've got like a year to use it. But aside from that, I'm like a hell no. I'm not a big Hungry Howie fan. I'm just going to keep that shit real as hell. I'm not a Hungry Howie fan. And it's not something that I really eat a lot. So they could do fucking free pizza. They'll get motherfuckers to come up in there because their shit is not the best pizza. Jet's Pizza, which is, I don't know if they have, if everybody has Jet's Pizza, but Jet's Pizza is Detroit-style pizza. I will fucking go to Jet's Pizza. I will go out my way to go to Jet's Pizza. Even fucking Little Caesars, which used to be good when I was growing up, now they all over the fucking country and their shit also. I wish they would go back to, no, I'm serious. I wish that when I was growing up, Little Caesars Pizza, I'm really, as they say, well, not my age, because I'm going to say it. Little Caesars Pizza used to have a coupon in the TV guide. For those of y'all who don't know, I know millennials, y'all don't know what a TV guide is, but on Sunday, they used to have, you get the Sunday paper, and if you want to know what time something was coming on TV, you got the TV guide out of the Sunday paper. A lot of times, you bought the Sunday paper just for the TV guide because it came out once a week, but in that TV guide, you would have coupons for carpet cleaning. You would have you name it, they had coupons in. But Little Caesars Pizza used to always, on the back cover, have the pizza. And if you guys have never done pizza, Little Caesars Pizza is known for pizza. That's what they originally were. They say, and they said pizza because you get like two pizzas for like $16 or $17. This is when pizza was good. Okay, this
and
fucking 20-minute pizza. See, they never delivered here. They never delivered here in Michigan. Never.
And see, when Little Caesars first got here to Oklahoma, they delivered, and it was pizza. And it's like, oh, my God. And cheap. It tasted good. It was awesome. It was better than Pizza Hut, and Domino's wasn't even round. So, yeah, it was better than Pizza Hut and cheaper.
And see, here they never delivered, but that's what they were known for. They were known for not delivering, but the reason why is because here they had a lot of sit-down stores. Here, the majority of their stores you sat down at, and their main location, one of their main locations was where my old home used to be. And they were the first place where you would take your family for pizza. They had like an arcade in it. So you would go, you would sit down, and you would have your pizza, but they had games for the kids to play. And that was beauty of it. And you would go in there, and you would sit down and eat, and they would bring it to your table, and it was nice. And then they opened up another location that was an all-you-can-eat. And that one had like little arcade games. And they got so bold. Remember when Chuck E. Cheese came out, they decided they was going to try to give Chuck E. Cheese a run for their money. They had, you know, they had Chuck E. Cheese. We had Caesarland. Caesarland was the bomb. But Caesarland cannot, you know, Chuck E. Cheese is still around. Caesarland is gone. But it was, you know, really nice to be able to have a, you know, an option other than Chuck E. Cheese. And I remember all that, and, you know, now I wouldn't take my child to Chuck E. Cheese for nothing. I'm serious. I'm being honest. I would never take a child to Chuck E. Cheese. That nasty-ass place. And the reason why I say that is because, for one, you got too many. Once you start serving beer and alcohol in a location that's supposed to be for children, you're looking for nothing but trouble.
Right.
And I know some of the Chuck E. Cheese's actually stopped serving alcohol and beer because now they have Dave and Buster's. Okay, you wanna party with your friends? Go to Dave and Buster's. Don't go to Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese should be for children. The snotty nose, nasty little children with their grimy little hands touching all over shit that you be like, oh, that's so disgusting with their, you know, kids can be around other kids with all them fucking germs and never get sick. Okay, let the children be around other children with their nasty little hands, grinding stuff in the balls and all that shit that you'd be like, ugh, if you did that little black light over you, like that shit is disgusting that you see. But it's children, okay? I'm just saying it's children. You don't need adults there drinking fucking beer and wine and shit. It's for kids. I'm glad they have Dave and Buster's, you know, that adults can go to and do that stuff at. And then now you've got more children going to Dave and Buster's. I'm just, you know, and I don't go to any of those places, not because I don't like them, but I just don't want to be around a bunch of drunk people. I feel that if I'm going to be around a bunch of drunk people playing games, I just feel the games and drunk people are not a good mixture. That's me.
No.
They don't let you, like when you go to the go-kart track, they do not let you drink alcohol. Well, I don't know if they do it now, but it used to be that they did not serve alcohol at the go-kart track. The reason being, you don't want to be driving a go-kart fucking drinking alcohol.
No. All right, now, do you have an incredible pizza place there in Detroit?
No, we don't.
And it's kind of, okay, what we got here is one of them, and it's kind of a adult kid place to go, go-karts, merry-go-rounds, the whole nine, but no alcohol. And it's a buffet. I mean, pizza, mac and cheese, I mean, all that stuff, plus the games and all that. So it's kid-friendly. Now, Dave & Buster's, yeah, it's more geared to the adults.
But a lot of adults take their children to Dave & Buster's. And I just feel that, I mean, I think that there should be strictly a place just for children. I mean, that's me. I think what we have a problem with is that adults forgot. You don't have to, I understand you can't find a babysitter. Okay, that's, That's the price you pay when you fucking have children. There are places that you can't take your damn kids to. And I feel that Dave & Buster's should be like the adult place that you go with your friends. Okay, if you can't find a fucking babysitter, oh, well, then you just don't fucking go. Period. I mean, there's a lot of things I didn't do when my children were younger for one reason, because I could not find a babysitter. Guess what? That's when I told my son and daughter I became a hoe when they got grown. I joke when I tell people that because they're like, okay, you said you became a hoe. I was like, no, I paid the price to be a single parent. I didn't anticipate being a single parent because I was married when I had my children. But when I became a single parent, I made a choice that if I cannot go somewhere or if I couldn't find a babysitter, I did not just say, okay, well, fuck it. I made the sacrifice because, for one, I wanted my children to have a very well-rounded childhood. And what I mean by well-rounded is that mommy did not drop them off places. Like, my children had games. I did not drop them off and go do what I needed to do. I was at football games. I was at soccer games. I was at track meets. I was at poetry slams. I made sure that if it was at all possible, that I was at every single game possible. And I say possible because as parents, there are sometimes we have to miss things. But my son and daughter can tell you that I may have missed one or two games, and it normally was because of traffic, because maybe I had one at one location and one at another location, and I'm only one person. But, like, my son played soccer on Saturday nights. I mean, I spent my Saturdays. I didn't have a life. I mean, so for all these fucking parents who are out clubbing on Saturday nights, that's nice. That's cute that you were clubbing on Saturday nights, because my son had soccer on Saturday nights. My son had soccer practice on Sunday morning. You know, so I'll keep this shit very real, you know, that I made sure that my children knew that I was there. I was at those games. And that's probably why my children, now that they're in their 30s, like when stuff go on, I was talking to a young lady the other day, and we were talking about parenting, and she was saying, well, her mom has always been her friend. And I said, well, I'm my children's friend. I said, but see, I'm also their parent. And I said, I've always told my children, I will be your best friend, but remember, I'm your mom, and I will beat that ass. And they knew that, you know, even to this today, they know when they call me and they're calling me as mom, mom is coming as mom, which means mom coming to do some stuff, some shit. Now, you call me as friend, like we talking about the Lions fan. Okay, mom is not the Lions fan. Lions fan is Lions fan. That's your friend, because that's when we drinking and shit, okay? And that's what I tell people. If I'm drinking with my children, I'm not in mom mode. I want to make that very clear. When I am drinking, I am not in mom mode. I am in friend mode. And I think that's where these new parents do not know how to draw the line. You can be your children's friend, but they will know when you are friend, and they will know when you are mom or dad. When I am drinking, I am friend. I am not mom and dad. I don't have the energy to be mom during my drinking. Because if I have to be mom and drinking, then my buzz is gone and I'm not happy.
Amen. Right there.
But people don't understand. You can be your child's friend. There's nothing wrong with being your child's friend. But you have to know where to draw that line, and your children have to understand. When you don't understand as a parent that what a friend is, and your child don't understand that, then they think that all you are is friend, and there's no respect there. And I'm being honest. And that's when parents start talking to you in your kind of way, and children talk all kind of way. And that means that also, like, my children know, don't call me with no bullshit. And when I say with no bullshit, when my children get into arguments with people, it better be some serious shit for you to call me. You're adults. Adults get into arguments. Adults have this disagreement. I am your parent. What I tell people as parents, we have to know when to stay out of our fucking children's relationships.
True.
If your child, first of all, as parents, We do not have to like who our children are with. Nobody says that. What we have to know as parents is that when we never should have an opinion about what's going on in front of our children. We can go have these discussions with our friends about it, but we are not to have a conversation and say, you don't need to be with this person. The reason why we do not need to have that conversation with that you don't need to be with this person is because when they go back and get with that person, guess who they're going to hate? You.
I agree.
I'm just saying that your job is to be neutral and give the best advice that you can give, but you never say you don't need to be with this person. Because once you say that.
I mean, yes.
Once you say that,
you're fucked. But this is my opinion, so I'll leave it at that. This is what I think. Now you do what you need to and go from there. Is what I tell my daughter.
And I always tell people, and that's what I tell my son and daughter, you are an adult. At the end of the day, it is your decision what you do. It is not my place to tell you what you need to do. And I always say, look at this from the point of, do what's right for you. Do what you feel is right. Do not do what I say, because this is your relationship, and it is not my place to make a decision on your relationship. And I made this comment. I said, you know, some people like being in relationships where they argue all the time, where they fight all the time, where they do all this. You know, some people like being in those type of relationships. They might not come out and say, hey, I love arguing. But there are just some people that are in those type of relationships, and they're okay with it. There are some people who, and I'm saying this, and I'm not condoning violence. But there are some people who are okay with fighting with their mates. And I mean both ways. I don't mean where they're getting beat on. That is a different situation. But there are some relationships where they are okay with the fighting, both ways.
Arguing.
And there's some really intense arguments. But at the end of the day, they have to make those decisions. I've even told people, you can put your hands on my child. Now, my child might make their decision, say what you but my decision might be to fuck you up. So if I come fuck you up, I'm fucking you up because I done got that phone call because you done put your hands on my child. But rest assured, if my child decides to stay with your ass after I done came and fucked you up, that's on my child, but my child will know that I will come and fuck you up. As a person who is but I tell people, and I tell my children, if you ever call me to get you up out of a situation and your ass go back after I come and get you out of it, and when I say get you out of it, and this is what happened to me. My family physically moved me from my ex-husband because I called them. I need out. I need to get out because he was putting his hands on me. They sat down with me and said, okay, we done came and got you. If you take your ass back, we ain't coming to get you again.
Right.
So that's why because I was raised that way, and when I say raised that way, that was what was told to me when I was in an abusive situation, and it is 30-plus years later, and I never went back. It's okay to give your children ultimatums as adults, especially if they say, hey, I need you to get me out of this situation. Well, you got to let them know, if I come get you, and you go back, don't call me again. Because I ain't going to keep coming to get you out of situations.
I agree.
That's not my job. So, it's okay to be your child's friend, but know when you're the parent and know when to be a parent. And I think parents nowadays are so busy, they don't want their... You know, they want to yell at teachers. They want to yell at everybody, but they don't want to really be a parent. I have yelled at teachers, but I have yelled at teachers because if my children are not doing what they're supposed to in school, and I've always told teachers, if my child is not showing up for class, you fucking call me and let me know so I can come beat that child's ass. But if my child is not showing up for class, and I'm sitting at a parent-teacher conference, and you're saying my child is failing, and I ask why, and you say because they're not coming to class, and I'd be like, why am I just not finding out? And I'm told, I ain't got time for that. Okay, what the fuck are you being paid for? And this is where I blame the inner city public school system. And I want everybody to hear this. Inner city public school system. No teacher should have 40 and 50 fucking students. This is not college. You cannot, teenagers don't have the mind of college students. I feel that once you hit between 25 and 30, that should be it. 30 should be the cap for any teacher. Once you hit ninth grade, I'm adamant about that. More than 30 students in a class with a teacher is overloading that teacher and you lose control because they are fucking teenagers. And if the schools are so fucking full that, I mean, what's the point of having these staggered stop times? I drove past the school last week. Since when the fuck the elementary students get out of school at fucking 2 in the goddamn afternoon? Somebody please let me know this. Because when I went to elementary school, and I'm talking about K through 5, I didn't get out of school until fucking 3:45. I couldn't wait to go to high school because they got out of school like at 3 o'clock and 2:30. These little motherfuckers are getting out of school at 2:30. No wonder they ain't learning shit. And I say this wholeheartedly. You have children going to school earlier. I understand that parents start early, but every single parent don't start work at fucking 6 in the morning. There are some parents that still work 9 to 5 despite what people may think. And I will tell you wholeheartedly, my children, and I can say this as recently as 2007, when they were, my son graduated in 2007. But the school they went to, they started school at 8:30 in the morning, and they got out at 3:45. I think that was a healthy time. The earliest that they were allowed to be at school in grade school was 7:30, and that was the before care program, and I dropped my children off at 7:30 because I had to be at work at 8 o'clock. I got off work at 4 o'clock, so they were there before I went to work, and they were there after I got off work. But the whole thing is that my children had a full day at school. I don't believe children are getting full days at school. I really don't. When I see children, first of all, why the fuck is a child at the bus stop at 6 in the morning and they're not even 10 years old? I don't comprehend that. I think children should be at home in their fucking respective beds or whatever, whatnot, until at least, I think children shouldn't get up before 6 a.m. That is my opinion. They're grown.
Oh, okay.
I think they should get a full 8 hours of sleep. I think that 6 a.m. should be the earliest that they get up on a school day. I think, and I say this because as a person who, my children didn't really get up until 6 a.m., you have to give brains time to develop. And if a child is up already at 6 a.m. in the morning, and they got to be at some fucking bus stop at 6:30, they're not developing because at what time are they going to bed? Hell, I'm a grown-ass woman, and I can tell you I'm in bed normally by 8:30, 9 o'clock on any given night, and I wake up at 3 in the morning. But I'm a grown-ass woman. If I would have went through that shit at school, when I got to high school, my last year of high school, I had to be up at 5:30 in the morning because my very first class was at 7:15. That was an elective that I chose because that class, I want everybody to see, that class that I took started an hour before everybody else's class because it was a two-hour-long class. I was the only class in my high school that was 2 hours long. It went from 7:15 to 9:15. So in order to fit that into the school day, that was the only class at my school that started before the rest of the classes. And what we did was we got like a 10-minute break so that all the other students, they called it our check-in period. But when everybody started at 8:15, we were already in class. We had like a 5-minute break. Nobody came into our classroom, but we had like a 5-minute break once everybody started because we had the interruption for that first bell. But I can tell you that now I had to leave my house by 6:30 to get to school because my school was a ways away. I went to private school. But I can tell you, other than that, hell no. My first class in high school, all my previous years, my first class went to 8:15. I don't comprehend this shit. I really don't. I think that's why we have stupid-ass kids. I think that we should start going. I think that we should take the lesson from other countries, and our children should be in school 6 days a fucking week. I really do. We have the stupidest fucking kids around. I say this wholeheartedly. I think if our children went to school 6 days a fucking week and actually learned something, because too many students are talking back to teachers. They think they can say what they want. They're doing these fucking stupid-ass videos where they're walking up and slapping teachers and thinking that shit is cute, and parents ain't beating their ass.
I agree.
I done said a whole lot.
I mean, hey, no. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, same as you, I had to be in class at Votech, which was 20 minutes away from my high school, roughly about 7:45. Then we left, came back, went to high school, and finished the rest of class. Now my daughter in high school, and this would be between 2013 to 2016, she had to be in front of my house at the bus stop at 6:50.
See, that's crazy.
Or before, after, all that. Now, you had to be at school at, yeah, same time I did when I was in high school. So then she got into ROTC, and sometimes a little bit earlier than the bus and all that. So, yeah, I mean, similar.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm still in this chat room.
It's all good. But I think at the same time now, even 5 years later, for the school system out here where I live, which is Choctaw. So it's, yeah. I mean, it's changed over the past 30, 35, 40 years compared to what it is now. And, yeah.
I'm going to bring on Randy, but I just don't like that I see children, and I don't know how it is in other places, but before COVID, and I would be driving to work, the one thing that really hurt me, and I say it hurt me because anytime I see a child out at a time that I think is inappropriate, it's going to hurt me. When I'm seeing children, when it's still dark outside, now I have to be at work when I'm going into my office at 6:30 in the morning. And when I'm seeing children that look like they're not much older than my grandchildren crossing the street before 6 in the morning,
yeah,
to go to school, that hurts me because that's telling me starting too early. First of all, I'm not against latchkey. I think some of our parents, you know, we've gone from one extreme to the other. I am truly what they call a latchkey child. And when I say I'm a latchkey child, I've had keys to the house since I was 9 years old, okay? You know, when I went to school in the morning, I locked up. When I came home in the evening, I knew to stay in the house. And I knew that if I violated, I'd get my ass beat. But I still didn't have to be at school at a crazy time. I just think that it's too early. Like, I don't know if parents are making lunches for their children. I mean, when I hear about the number of children they're not eating, when I see these children, I don't see them carrying lunches. My children always had a lunch to take to school, and when their school got hot lunch, I paid for hot lunch. But the number of children who are not getting breakfast, lunch, and dinner, my grandmother always made sure that I had breakfast before I went to school. And when I say breakfast, we're not talking about sitting down with no toast. That breakfast, there's Saturday morning breakfast and there's school day breakfast. I always had some type of cereal. Now, remember when we were growing up, it wasn't 5 million cereals out on the shelf. You only had, like, what is it? You had Trix, Count Chocula, Lucky Charms, Corn Flakes. and them fucking shredded damn wheat things that we sell is for the grown folks. I mean,
yeah.
So it wasn't no big selection.
Oh, yeah.
But I would have that in the morning to drink, I mean to eat. Every now and then if I got real lucky, or an oatmeal. Oatmeal and that fucking nasty ass cream of wheat. I can't stand cream of wheat. Cream of wheat is, I think, the devil. I think that whoever created cream of wheat needs to have the shit slapped out of them. Cause it's
when I got it at school, I had cream of wheat. I loved it. I cannot stand it now, but it's something I got at school. Then lunch, everything. We had junior high school, we had two different choices on lunches. Junior high, we had either a salad bar or lunch, and there was two different things on the lunch side. High school, I don't know, because I always went out to eat. I never, ever, in 3 years, ate at a school cafeteria in my high school years.
Now, see, in high school, we were not allowed to leave until our junior year. So, you had to bring your lunch or if you knew somebody who was a senior or something, when they went out, they would bring you back lunch. But freshmen and sophomores were not allowed to leave campus, which that was one other thing I looked forward to, the fact that I couldn't leave campus. You know, I couldn't wait for that enough. But then we had some good-ass lunches. But we had – I loved high school because we had the vending machines. And then, like, twice a week we actually had what we called it hot lunch, because twice a week we had one day was, like, Coney's and the other day was, like, pizza. And you could pay for that.
Oh,
and it was,
yeah.
like, really cheap. It wasn't expensive. But let me bring on Randy, because Randy's been holding it for a while. I get this over here. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm okay. Just relaxing at home. And I was listening. All I can say is that when I was going to school, I turned out all right. I get up at a certain time. The bus comes to my place at a certain time. And the earliest I could go to school was 8:20. That's when school starts for me.
Oh, wow.
8:20 in the morning.
That's late.
No, that's early.
Well, I mean, for you, but, yeah, I mean, here in Oklahoma. Oh, by the way, hello, Randy.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Awesome. But, yeah, here in Oklahoma, high school, if you ride the bus, you got to be out there by 6:45 to 6:50.
Damn, now that's early.
Yeah.
That's fucked. I'll be getting ready for school by then. 6:50 a.m., I get myself ready for school. And
well,
I leave my house around 7 o'clock.
I mean, trust me, I had to wake my daughter up, get her ready, then drive her down to the curb in front of my house and wait for the bus in winter, rainy days, and all that. So then we had a problem with a dog or a coyote. So, yeah, I took her every day that early.
And as far as pizzas are concerned, I can say we have neighborhood mom-and-pop pizza places. We didn't have no Domino's or Pizza Hut or Little Caesars, or what other pizza joint that they don't have when I was little? None of those pizza places were there when I was little. I'm sorry. I mean, none of those pizza places.
But pizza was always made there at the school. Junior high had those square cubes.
Crappy pizza. That's crap. That's not pizza.
It's crap, but it was so good. Then when they introduced in junior high, a salad bar.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to eat that more than anything else.
Yeah, I'd rather have a salad bar than processed food.
Well, everything
processed
now
crap.
Is nothing but processed.
Yeah, it was like that when I was going to school, too. You got to get processed. I mean, you know the vegetables are not fresh. We all know that, right?
Correct.
We all know that. Vegetables are not fresh. The meat is not fresh. It's probably frozen meat. Like
Oh yeah,
I mean nothing's fresh now. When we were all growing up, we all had to eat that processed crap. Either that, or go to some place like 7-Eleven to get some real food.
Oh, and right now 7-Eleven is not the place to go to get real food. Trust me.
I don't recall 7-Eleven ever selling real food.
Let's just say any food is better than the cafeteria when I was growing up. Any food, I don't care what it is, 7-Eleven or KFC's or whatever, any food is better than cafeteria.
I mean, junior high, to me, cafeteria was actually not bad. High school, I never tried it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was in private school for junior high, and because I went to private school, and I can only speak for the Catholic schools here that I went to. I can't speak for all of them.
Okay.
But we did not have the Catholic schools here, at least the ones that I went to, you had to bring your lunch because there was no hot lunch in junior high.
Wow.
Or in our grade school. That was the one thing about going to private school here. Now, my children, when they went to private school, because they also did not have hot lunch, we finally had a parent who was a caterer, who had her actual catering license and was licensed through the state to serve on the mass. She finally started doing hot lunch for the students, and we paid for it. But the majority of the private schools here in Michigan do not have hot lunch programs for their children. You have to be paying an excess of $8,000-$9,000 a year for your child to get hot lunch at school, at least when my children are going. And I was paying $8,000 per child and could not get hot lunch. It really depended on the school. So that's why I tell people that, you know, for me, going to private school, I didn't have hot lunch. I always took my lunch. We had microwaves, but I never had hot lunch at school. My children didn't have it until they got in third or fourth grade when the parents started, when she actually got the license and the school actually was authorized to have food on site. So a lot of, and that was part of the, you know, to cut the cost. I mean, that was just one of the things that the schools didn't have. And like I said, that was every single private school that I knew here.
Yeah.
But we could go on and on and on. We're down to the last minute. We done had a good show tonight. Long show, but this show, not really long. It's only an hour. But next week will be Halloween. I will not be giving out candy. For anybody who is giving out candy, more power to you. I'm not doing it. There's a Lions game. The Lions take precedence. I don't have time to be a shitty-ass Lions fan and be trying to give out candy to 20-year-old children and trying to do my show. So with that said, I want everybody to have a great week, and we will be back next week for Real Talk.
Now,
bye.
You guys, buy Kit Kat bars. Get the key lime.
No.
It's awesome.
I don't think we should talk about this.
Yes, they
people
are.
Might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about